Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He's sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 429 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast, longest running episodic wrestling figure podcast going today. My name is Jeff, and sitting alongside next to me is my real life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Boy, dude, we are nasally, congesty.
Yeah, we sound like shit.
Philly gave us the beat down, dude. It feels like we got checked by Lindros, you know?
Yeah, we got into a Philly street fight, apparently, and lost.
Oh, man. They beat us up with the colds and the sinuses and COVIDs and holy crap.
Yeah. They sent us back feeling it, for sure.
Yeah, but Philly was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was such a good time. And, of course, we'll be getting into that, I'm sure, as the show goes on. But, yeah, overall, what a WrestleMania trip, dude.
I would love to do it all over again. I wish it was last Friday today.
I know, like if it was happening right now, because we'd be in that moment. It was so much fun.
Yeah, we ate Philly cheesesteaks and those were delicious.
We didn't eat as many as Adam, though. Adam had 10.
Yes, we were down 7.
Yeah. I think we each had 3.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, that Italian hoagie at Reading Terminal, holy crap, was that thing delicious.
Yes. Unfortunately, didn't get to have any of Philly's pizza. But what I did is when we got home, we're on the way home, and Shannon goes, what sounds good for dinner? I go, you know what? We were just in Philly. We had some cheesesteaks. I think I need to get a real cheesesteak. Let's go to the cheesesteak shop. So we did. And it was delicious. Just kidding, Philly. Just kidding.
See, I think O Brothers in Philadelphia was the best cheesesteak I've ever had in my life. That was the first cheesesteak out of the shoot, too.
Yes. Right out of the gate. Started off pretty much with the best one we were going to have. We didn't know it at the time. But yeah, it was really good. But I don't, maybe it's the Cali boy in me. Went to cheesesteak shop on the way home and had one. And no offense, Philly, but that one's still my favorite.
Well, I'll stick with my old brothers because old brother was that good. That was a bad cheesy joke. I apologize to everybody.
That was cheesy. Come on now.
Oh, cheesy, like Cheesy Whiz.
Yeah, I only had to say it 3 times for you to get it.
Sorry. I'm a little slow, dude. I got brain fog going on. I don't have COVID, but man, am I a little slow on the trigger this week.
No. You're definitely not the only one. But no, O Brother was outstanding. The food was phenomenal. We went to Rocky's restaurant, Victor's Cafe. Just amazing food there. Got to go to Blue Meanie's meetup. Had a great time. So yeah, successful WrestleMania trip for sure.
If you want to get any of our shirts, head on over to ProWrestlingTees or WhatAManeuver.net. You can follow us on the Twitter X, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Please rate and review and subscribe on iTunes. And you can send us any audio questions, or anything else at all. Send on over to Fully Posable, WFP, at gmail.com. I do apologize for my raspy voice. Everybody that has listened to the TB Toycast and the PPW podcast is probably sick of it already.
Well, to be fair, you're probably sick of talking.
No, I never get tired of hearing myself talk.
You're your biggest fan.
I am my biggest fan. But no, I apologize for my raspy voice for this week. It's gonna be that way for the next few minutes, so sit back, enjoy, and I apologize, and we'll make sure to have a good show for you this week.
Your raspy voice ripping through our ear holes.
Scott, did you pick up anything?
Dude, yeah. I had been kind of saving up Christmas and birthday money.
Okay.
And hey, babe, if you're listening,
yeah,
just fast forward this bit. Not you, you're not babe.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Not you.
Oh, that was
my other babe.
Oh, Steve Hoker. Gotcha.
Yes. Steve Hoker. Please fast forward this bit. No, Shanna's totally cool with it. She doesn't care. She always laughs. She's like, you always say to like close my ears. I don't care. So I spent some of my birthday money and Christmas money. And I had to put, I would have forgotten stuff. So I had to put it down on paper. So I ordered the exclusive ringside collectible CM Punk and RVD defining moments.
We'll get into that in the news, but okay.
Yes, we will. RVD with two titles. CM Punk from his infamous pipe bomb promo. The Paul Heyman Vault Elite.
Nice.
The Hulk Hogan Real American Legend figure from Target.
Nice.
The CM Punk Elite from Mattel Creations.
Oh, I forgot to pick that up. Thank you.
Oh, you'd better get on it, dude. Don't forget. You only get 2 weeks.
I will.
From WrestleCon, picked up Retromania for the PlayStation.
Yes.
Picked up, this doesn't count as toy spotting, but it's just something cool. Got my Ahmed Johnson retro figure signed.
Yes.
Got a Rock and Roll Express turnbuckle cover signed.
How cool is it?
It looks great. Dude, I sent you that picture. It's like that little strip of wall in my office was perfectly made for those turnbuckle covers. And like, I'm wanting more. I want a demolition. Unfortunately, they didn't have it. They had only had a big one. I don't want the big ones. I want those small strip ones. And would love to get a Steiner Brothers one as well.
See, ladies, it's okay for the small strip ones. It's okay. You don't need big ones all the time.
Right. Yeah. Don't be a size queen when it comes to these turnbuckle covers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Small ones are just fine.
Turnbuckle covers.
Oh, were we talking about something else?
Moving on.
Oh, we're going to move on. And finally, Jeff, and probably my biggest toy spotting news, maybe in the history of the show. I finally dipped my toes into the sideshow pool.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so Shannon got me that crow statue for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I went ahead and purchased that crow figure.
So the articulated one?
Yes.
Oh, nice. How much was it?
It was a good gift to myself.
All right, fair enough.
And that's what we'll say.
Okay.
So I need to go make a deposit at the bank to pay some of my credit card off. But it's pretty outstanding. So I'm basically in this office going to have to put up a shelf that is essentially just crow shelf.
Okay.
So I'm thinking movie poster, and right under it, put the shelf with the crow statue, the sideshow figure, and the Mezco 112 figure that I got.
Oh, nice, dude. I'm glad you actually purchased that for yourself. Good on you, man.
Thank you. I had been talking to Shannon about it. She's like, you never buy anything for yourself, or rarely. She was like, just buy it. You have the money. Just buy it. And I'm like, yeah, I hem and haw a little bit. And then I went on today and it said limited stock.
Uh-oh.
And I just know that if I ever went on it said sold out, I would kick my own ass.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And I like to tell myself I got the last one.
All right. Good man. I'm glad you did that, dude.
Finally did. And it's probably going to be the only one I ever purchase just because of the price tag. But dude, if I had to pick one, it's the one I would have picked. So yeah, that was my big toy spotting adventure.
That's so awesome. You deserve it, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you are always like, no, I don't need it. No, I do. You always talk yourself out of stuff.
I do.
And
it's like dad guilt. You know, you're like, oh, this money could be used for something else in the house, whatever. Like, you talk yourself out of it because you feel that there's other needs. But it was like, this was birthday money. This was Christmas money that I'd kind of saved up. And so Shannon was like, just buy it. You have the money. Just go do it. Like, stop. I was like, okay. But then today, finally pulled the trigger.
Well, that's like the Wyndham and Rotundo t-shirt. You're like, no, yes. I don't need it. I don't need it. I was like, dude, it's a Wyndham Rotundo shirt. Come on now. And it's a Ringer shirt. You always wear Ringer shirts. You'll wear it.
They're my favorite. If it's not those baseball three-quarter sleeves, it's a Ringer shirt. I love those.
Yeah, you talked yourself out of it in Philly. So, but I'm glad you picked it up, dude.
Thank you. And thank you for that Wyndham Rotundo shirt. You ended up getting it for me.
Yeah, I felt bad. Like, I was like, this shirt should say Wyndham Rotundo and Scott Toon.
Yeah, they didn't thank me in their Hall of Fame speech. Come on, guys.
I know, right? And I was thinking, I was like, this shirt belongs to Scott. That's why I picked it up for you.
Thank you very much. And yeah, I guess the only other thing I got was the WrestleMania hoodie, which I buy those every year. It's not a big surprise I got that, but
those are actually lightweight.
Yes, I wear them like year round.
Yeah, they're perfect like for like springtime and stuff.
Yeah, and sometimes on those summer nights where it gets a little chill.
Yeah.
A little chill in the air. Yeah, those work out perfect.
So that was everything you picked up at WrestleCon and the Superstore.
Sideshow. Yes, that was it. Not to mention all the other pre-orders and stuff that I just mentioned as well.
All right. Well, good man. I'm glad you wrote it down because I don't remember what I all got. I know I got a bunch of autographs on card cases, and there were actually some people that didn't show up to WrestleCon. Berserker backed out.
Yeah, now, Buff Bagwell, Nash.
Well, I wasn't getting Buff Bagwell. Nash, okay. Nash I wasn't getting either. But Mounty backed out, Berserker backed out, and there was one other that backed out that I was going to get on a card case, and I can't remember.
You got Samu.
Got Samu, got Marty Jannetty, got Nails, got Skinner, which was a great story, by the way. We met up with Brian Breaker at WrestleCon. So Breaker walked up with me to Skinner because he worked with Skinner at FCW/NXT. And Skinner actually remembered him. Steve Kern actually remembered Breaker.
Oh, he did. I didn't get to catch any of that interaction.
So Breaker walked up and he goes, hey, he goes, I don't know if you remember me, but I was Brandon Traven. And Skinner like recognized him right away. And he goes, hey, and they start catching up, which is kind of cool because you're like, oh, they're talking. Like,
yeah, the curtain's being pulled back. You guys look,
the Breaker's in his element. They're conversing. This is great. But the best part is I put the card case down in front of Skinner/Steve Kern, and he pauses Breaker and he goes, I don't mean to be rude, but am I crazy or is this an empty box?
That's awesome.
And I'm like, no, you're not crazy. Well, I mean, you might be crazy, but you're not crazy. But
he did have a knife on the table.
That's true. I said, but I put your Hasbro, your small little 4-inch Hasbro figure in there. And he goes, okay. And I'm signing the box. And I was like, yeah, because that's how I display it. And he's like, okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't going crazy.
That's great.
We had so much go on in those 4 days of Philadelphia. I mean, between WrestleCon, between the World Superstore, we did the Rocky statue.
Yeah.
I mean, just we did so much in 4 days. We got sick, but at the same time, man, it was a blast last weekend.
Yeah, and if I have one thing to be like super thankful for, it's that we didn't get sick until we were done in Philly. Had we been sick in Philly, that would have been the biggest downer. But luckily, everything kind of stayed at bay until we got home, and we'll deal with it this week for all the fun that we had last week. And one of the coolest things, honestly, was finally being able to put a face with a voice with a bro hug. And get to meet these people that we've only really talked to on social media. I know you had met a few of those people, Jeff, before, but I hadn't. I missed out on that New York trip where you got to knock out a lot of those names.
Yeah.
But to meet, I don't want to leave anybody out. And if I do, I apologize huge. But Ring Skirts, Jordan, I mean, Breaker, Chad Young, I mean, like you name them, they were there, and it literally took an act of God for Steve Hoker to not be right. It took an earthquake to keep Steve out of Philly.
It took a John Tenta.
It did. Yes. John Tenta himself rattled the earth to keep Steve away from Philadelphia, and it sucked. Steve, we missed you big time, dude, but we're definitely looking forward to the next one that we can get together with you at. But being able to meet these people and hang out and talk toys. I got to take Chad's picture with Nails, which I don't know if Chad knows this, but that was a gigantic honor for me. Just knowing how big of a fan he is of Nails. And then I was the one that got to take that picture of him with Nails. Dude, that's an honor. Like, that makes me happy. Like, knowing how much joy he got from that picture, like, that made me happy just as a fan. So getting to meet these guys was honestly a bigger thrill than meeting some of the wrestlers. And that's honest to God truth. And it was so much fun. I mean, not to mention the meetup, but getting to run around with these guys at WrestleCon, kind of holding your bags. I got my autograph with Ahmed out of the way first. And then I was basically like your donkey, just like mule packing your stuff around WrestleCon. But it was great. I had the best time, dude. And getting to meet everyone was just a blast.
Yeah. There has not been one negative said about the meetup. It went over so great. Everybody was just good vibes. You know, everybody was like walking in and just bro hugs and
cheers,
and they were playing games to win prizes. And
yeah, and thank you, Nate, for all the trivia. That was fantastic. The Hasbro Intercontinental Champion one was great. The bow tie on the LJNs, I thought that was awesome. And I just love that a lot of these guys now see how hard it is when you've got the spotlight on you and it's a back and forth competition. You're like, you've got to come up with an answer. That shit's hard, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you're on the spot, you think it's easy listening. It's tough, man. And you watch those guys struggle. I was enjoying it, actually. I'm like, I'm glad I'm not on the receiving end of this.
I was enjoying it.
I was, man. I was like, suffer.
Suckers. You got to deal with this now.
Right, right.
It
was a lot of fun.
I forget which one. I think it was Jordan and Breaker that were playing the Intercontinental game. Named the Intercontinental champions that were Hasbros.
I might have been Breaker and Jordan, yeah.
Because Breaker was playing for Steve Hoker.
Yes, yes.
And correct. It was, so I'm holding up the gift, and I think it was a retro set, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right, yeah.
And thank you to Ringside Collectibles for sending gifts over for the giveaways.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Want to extend some thank yous, and we'll do that as soon as we're done talking here.
But Breaker and Jordan are going back and forth on the IC champs, and I've got the names already. I'm just thinking of names going through, and I'm like, oh, Tito Santana.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Valentine,
uh-huh,
Mr. Perfect, Bret Hart. Like, I started going through the names as they were going back and forth.
Yes.
And I started wanting to blurt some out. And I was like, well, shit, I kind of want this retro set, but I wasn't involved.
And one of them threw out Billy Gunn.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh, drop your microphone, sir. That is slick.
Yeah. And if you think about it, Fatu, when he was Rikishi, won the IC belt. Ric Flair won it in like 07 or 08, something
that's
like that.
Right. Yep. That's
so
right.
You got to think later on. So anyways, those questions were really tricky and really got you thinking. So
that's right. Because it didn't necessarily be the person that was in that particular gimmick.
Yeah.
They could have been in one of their other gimmicks and you had to really think outside the box with them with some of his questions. So yeah, great job by Nate with those.
And thank you to everybody that showed up to the meetup. I mean, as I said, it's just great vibes by everybody. Everybody just came in, had a great time, just sat down, started conversing. There was a beer chug contest from the Drunk Wrestling History Crew for a koozie, I think it was. It was a koozie or a...
Yeah, yeah.
Holy crap. Everybody was like, oh, Canix got this one. And that dude, I forget his name, that walked up and was just like, oh, here's my beer? All right.
Eddie said it was like that guy on The Man Show.
Yes.
That was just like, duh, and it was gone.
Yeah, it was gone, man. And then in the video, you can see Michael Canix's eyes get huge.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Yeah, he got boat raced.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, it was a lot of fun, dude. And it was one of those things, like sometimes with those, they can be kind of awkward because people are coming in cold or whatever. But with a lot of these guys, you came in already knowing the people through social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh, you're so-and-so, right on. Like, and then you just pick up a conversation. So I didn't feel there was any of that like awkwardness. Everybody just came in ready to have a good time. And that's what it was. It was a great time had by everybody. So to everybody that did show up, thank you. And to everybody that wanted to be there but couldn't for whatever reason, thank you as well.
Mark Caruso and Steve Hoker especially. Mark Caruso wanted to make it. In fact, we took a picture with him at WrestleCon.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry, guys. He goes, I want to be there so bad, but there's a family emergency. And he had to bolt. And Steve Hoker, like you said, took John Tenta to like keep him from coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Ryan Miller has officially been to as many Fig Life meetups as I have. Two.
Two.
Was he at the New York one?
Doing the Rolodex. I'm trying to remember if he was in New York. I'll get back to you on that one. I can't remember.
Okay. Because I'm trying to remember guys that were at the first one that I was at that were at this one.
Steve Fontas. He's been at all three. Hova's been at all three.
Okay. So Steve and Hova have been at all three of them so far.
Yeah.
Okay. And Ryan Miller's been to two. I've been to two.
Right.
Okay. Got it. So pretty much every time you and I are in town for WrestleMania, there's going to be a meetup somewhere and it's going to be just as fun as, if not more fun than this one was.
And kudos to you on picking the perfect spot. That was awesome. That was a good spot.
Yeah, it kind of worked out, dude. Thank you for that. I don't deserve all the credit. If I hadn't upped our number with the place, they would have actually had us at tables that wouldn't have been as convenient. But because our party grew a little bit, they kind of shifted us over to the side and we had our own whole little section. It was perfect.
The Mantar was given away to a gentleman by the name of Gonzo. He was with Dave Reuter, who wrote the Kayfabe A Love Story book.
Yes.
He showed up and he won the contest for the Mantar figure.
Yeah, the approved sample.
There was a trivia showdown between Tyler Sheely, Nick Haddix, and Gonzo. Nick Haddix got second, which he pulled the Macho Man WrestleCon exclusive. And then Tyler got third, which he chose the Hart Foundation, which is, it was the last one left. And it was not the variants.
Yeah, so you ordered three and got all regulars.
I got all regulars.
Dude, that's crazy.
I know. It's funny, too, because I was talking to Gonzo about the Mantar, and then I heard somebody yell my name, and I turn around, and Tyler's opening up the box.
Yeah, I was yelling at you because I was like, dude, you've got to see this. He's opening it.
Yes.
And yeah, he pulled out the blue, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Ordered three, got all three regular versions.
Yeah, exactly. So that was pretty crazy. But yeah, Jeff, you mentioned it earlier. We want to extend a huge thank you to all of the vendors that donated, from Ryan Buds, who donated what ended up being the Zombie Sailor exclusive slick figure for WrestleCon.
Yep.
Michael Canick, who donated not only the Macho Man WrestleCon exclusive big rubber guy, but the Tommy Dreamer variant Bendem that was exclusive to WrestleCon, which coincidentally, it was the Tommy Dreamer from the OSFTM line that was wearing the yellow shirt, the yellow ECW shirt. Nate wore that same shirt to WrestleCon.
That was fantastic.
But unfortunately, Nate didn't win the figure.
No.
So that would have been so poetic, but unfortunately, that didn't pan out. And you mentioned Jeff Ringside Collectibles. We definitely want to thank them. They donated the Darby Allin and Brody King Bloody 2-pack.
Yes.
And they also donated the DX and NWO Retro 4-packs. So huge thanks go to John and his team at Ringside, which we got to actually see John at the WrestleMania official hotel, the Marriott, on Wednesday night. So we got to thank him in person as well. Got to see him and spend a little bit of time with him. But of course, Sean Ng with the big one, the approved sample that did it up going to Gonzo. So, and not to mention all the listeners that brought something, from Diesel BCAs to the book that the gentleman wrote that you mentioned, Jeff.
Yep, Dave.
I mean, we literally had a table full of swag. It was awesome. It was not just from vendors. It was from listeners that just wanted to donate something. Steve wasn't there and donated two items. And I can't thank all of you guys enough for really coming together and making this one of the most fun events I've ever been a part of. And I'm glad to hear that everybody had a great time. It makes us just want to do it again next year, honestly.
And speaking of that, Kenny, aka Armbar Figs, won the retro ring that was donated by Steve.
Yeah, he did.
And he's already got it.
Already in hand. Yep. Steve literally shipped it out the next day.
And he's already got it at his house. So he's already taken a picture and he goes, this is awesome.
Yep. And it's literally all of us bonding over that shared love of wrestling and wrestling figures. And we can't thank you guys enough for showing up, for donating, and just really just encouraging Jeff and I to keep going. Because this isn't the easiest thing when we're feeling like crap like we are right now. It's like, man, I'd so much rather just come home from work and go to bed. But then it's like, you know what? The listeners, they want the show. So you know what? Deal with it. Be sick. Deal with Jeff's raspy voice. Deal with my nasally sounding voice. We appreciate the hell out of you guys, and you really keep us going, whether you know it or not.
Yeah. So thank you to all. You guys really, really made our trip. Scott, you and Shannon really made my trip. So that was a lot of fun, man. I mean, just us being able to go to the Rocky statue. You were telling the story of you and Dad used to watch Rocky 3, Rocky 2.
We pretty much watched all the Rockies together. On it, like HBO would have them on, and Dad and I would just sit and watch them. Because I would actually watch boxing with Dad back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, I remember finding Mike Tyson because of Dad. I see him, like, just pummeling this guy. I'm like, Dad, who's that? He's like, it's Mike Tyson. So then Dad would always end up taking the sucker bet with me because it would get me to watch boxing with him.
Yep.
And I'd be like, is Tyson boxing? He'd say, yeah. I said, I got Tyson. Who do you got? Well, I guess I got the other guy.
I got this jabroni.
He'd always take the sucker bet, and I would sit there and watch boxing with him. And that there's always been a soft spot in my heart for it. And so getting to go do the Rocky Stairs, it meant a lot to me on multiple levels. But the fact that I got to do it with you, it was that much more special. So
yeah.
That was an amazing trip, dude, honestly.
Yeah. Philadelphia is one of those cities I don't know if I would ever visit on my own. Like, oh, I need to go back there. Like you and Shannon go back to New Orleans.
Right.
I don't know if Philadelphia is one of those cities that I would do that, but for WrestleMania, every time.
Oh, for sure. Well, it just means you haven't found your city yet, though. Like New Orleans to me is like next level. Like that city speaks to me. I don't know what it is about New Orleans, but it does that for Shannon and I both. Like we love that town, dude. So you just haven't found your city yet where you're like, I'm going to go there. I mean, it might be Vegas. I don't know. But you haven't found your city yet to where you're like, I'm just going to go there on vacation.
Well, hopefully it's Vegas, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Come on now.
Come on now.
Let's get this going. Let's just ramp up Vegas and let's go.
Yeah. WWE. I'll be a Levesque guy if it's in Vegas. Come on now.
I don't think they want to go to Minnesota.
To be fair. I mean,
I think Minnesota's ponying up some money and they're like, God, we don't want to go to Minnesota. We want everybody to go to Vegas. You know, Vegas
and this is no offense to people in Minnesota.
Yeah. 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 No offense. You guys can't take offense now because we said no offense.
Because we said no offense, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But at the same time, it's like Minnesota or Vegas. Where does everybody really want to go?
It's a guaranteed party if this thing ends up in Las Vegas, dude.
Anyways, it's crazy. We still don't know.
Normally it's WrestleMania season. They announce it right at the beginning or like towards the very end of it and no announcement yet. I do want to say for the record, Jeff, before this makes it out there, secondhand, whatever, rumors, whatnot. Yes, this grown man did shed tears at WrestleMania again this year. That would be the second year in a row that I shed real tears for something that is supposedly fake. So people cry at movies all the time because the movie tells a great story that tugs at your heartstrings and makes you feel something. And that's what wrestling did for me. Last year with KO and Sammy, this year with Cody Rhodes. So suck it if you're laughing. I don't care. It's still real to me, damn it.
Hey, you know what, man? I saw so many people crying on night two, man. It just wasn't you, man. I saw a lot of people crying.
I will take some comfort in that.
Yes. And I also saw a lot of people shoving and pushing for Prime bottles too, but that's a whole different story.
So you saw the very best and the very worst of humanity within like a half an hour of each other.
Pretty much, man. Pretty much.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Oh my God, dude. That was ridiculous, man. By the way, those Prime bottles were selling for about $90, 70 to $90.
That's insane for a bottle.
Well, it had to be full. If it was empty, it was going for about 30 to 50.
Let's put it in perspective. Ahmed Johnson's autograph on a retro cost me $30. And you're going to pay 90 for some liquid in a bottle.
Come on now.
Get real.
But anyways, thank you to everybody that showed up to the meetup.
Yeah. Thank you guys. We had a great time from what we're hearing. You guys did too. We're glad it meant as much to you guys as it did to us.
All right, Scott, we've got a ton of news. These notes are thick.
Yeah. And are we on, like, has the hourglass turned upside down yet, Jeff? The sands are beginning to fall. What's your percentage at?
My percentage? Well, I dished down an energy drink to get me through. So it's kind of lifting me back up to about 60 to 70%. So I'm okay.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah. What do you
say? Yeah, I'm at about 69%.
Oh, perfect.
Nice.
Yeah. After that, you're going to go to sleep.
Yep. No, literally, like as soon as I'm done, I'm going to like probably just down some food real quick and go right to bed.
Dude, seriously. Seriously.
Yeah. You'll have a little NyQuil chaser on there.
All right, we'll start off with Power Town. Last night on TNA Impact, they showed off the new TNA figures that are going to be produced by Power Town: Josh Alexander, Moose, who will come with a robe, Jordan Grace, and Eddie Edwards. These pre-orders go up, when do they? April 15th?
It's Monday. Yeah,
April 15th. Thank you. So tomorrow they will go up. So you might want to jump in on these if you are a TNA fan.
So are you picking any of these up, Jeff?
I'm on the fence on Jordan Grace.
Yeah. What sucks is we saw her at WrestleCon.
Yep.
And if we had this figure in hand, I absolutely would have gotten a signature.
It didn't suck that we saw her at WrestleCon. It just sucks that, you know, we didn't have a figure for her to sign at WrestleCon.
Thank you for clarifying. Yes. If that's the way it came out, that's not what I intended. No, it sucks we didn't have her figure because I absolutely would have gotten one of those signed.
Moving along to Grapplers and Gimmicks. Marty.
Oh, real quick. Josh Alexander is the best one out of that set.
I've got to say Moose, man.
You're going Moose, huh?
I'm going Moose. That robe puts him over, dude. It looks great.
Okay. God, I love that the face on Alexander has some expression to it. I think that they got him perfectly.
Good point. Good point. All right, moving over to grapplers and gimmicks. Marty Jannetty Retro was shown off by Hastell Toys. Zombie, who was at WrestleCon, he had his own booth. Some retros to point out. He did have a Too Cold Scorpio on there. He showed off the prototypes. Masato Tanaka. There was the Macho Man from WrestleMania 7. No top hat. No hat, but he did have on the WrestleMania 7 outfit. CM Punk was also shown off. Aldo Montoya, Henry Godwin, Mike Awesome was also shown off. There was quite a few retros but those were the notable ones.
I've got to say, the Power and Glory. Man, I definitely have guidelines for retros that I would want if I was still in the retro game. Those 100% would be a must buy if I was still in the retro game, because those fit every criteria. They've got to be Hasbro era, WWF, and look good. Those literally checked every box with an extra check on they must look good. The Power and Glory shirts, the faces, everything. Power and Glory figures are amazing.
What'd you think of the Ric Flair with the bloody head?
It was good. I actually liked most of Zombie stuff. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah. So those were some retros that were shown off.
And I love the Slick. The Slick's outstanding, dude.
Okay. He did have his 6-inch scale on Saturday, his 6-inch scale figures. There was Abdullah the Butcher with full-on man boobs. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Brian Pillman, and I went back and looked at his pictures, and Brian Pillman did have the cane in the right hand. I didn't see it originally, but he did have the cane.
He did.
Figure looked really, really good. We all saw the renderings that looked fantastic, and the renderings that looked really good in the 6-inch scale that was behind the glass.
Yeah, it did look really good.
Jeff Jarrett, King Kong Bundy. Now, while we were there, we did ask about a price point. Zombie does not have a price point just yet for these 6-inch scale figures.
His regular ones, the retros, are 40, right?
40 or 45.
So, yeah, you've got to figure the 6-inch scale's got to be, I mean, we're talking Super 7 price point.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, because, I mean, packaging price goes up, figure price goes up. So you're going to be somewhere with what you're paying for a Super 7.
Yeah. So that was Zombie stuff over at WrestleCon. All right, on to Mattel. Now, we didn't get to talk to Bill and Steve much.
No, it was a whirlwind, man, and they had so many people coming up to them.
I did talk to Bill, but it was mainly about Simpsons Playmate figures and the new Jax line that's coming out.
Yeah, well done, dude.
Thank you. Wait, what do you mean well done? Are we talking about Timothy Well and who was the other?
I mean, anything better than talking to him about The Simpsons would have been like, hey, Bill, when are we getting Well Done? That would have been better than talking to him about The Simpsons. Come on now.
I just talked to him about Simpsons figures.
Priorities, dude.
I'm sorry.
Obligations.
I'm sorry. I get sidetracked sometimes.
It happens. And I was trying to get in to talk to Steve, and just there was no angle. They just constantly had people coming up and chatting with him. So we didn't even get a picture with him.
One thing I will say, and I mentioned this to Steve on the Positively Pro Wrestling podcast, that superstore, I can count on two fingers how many times I saw where it was not packed.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Every single time I was at that superstore, outside of two times, it was constantly insane.
Yeah. I only made it in there the one day, Thursday. That's it.
It was literally nuts to butts. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
We ended up going to the Rocky stairs early because the superstore was such a shit show. You had to stand in line to go inside to look at stuff to stand in line again. It was goofy town, dude. I'm like, nope.
Yeah. Mattel did have a bunch of stuff. I'm going to try to kind of condense this all. Hopefully I have everything correct. This was from toynewssi.com?
Yes.
And also, I also pulled some stuff from Wrestling Figure Database. So thank you, Dylan. Okay. Mattel, we'll start off with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Elite Collection WWE figures.
Not the first time this has happened.
No.
A different look, of course. But
yes. And these are an elite scale, as I said, Elite Collection figures.
So this is the wrestler dressed up as a character. This is not the turtle dressed up as a wrestler.
Correct. Not like the first time. Where
exactly. Yes.
That was Playmates that came out with those, right?
Yes. Just wanted to make that distinction.
Yes. I love those original Playmate.
I do too. They went two series too. I was like, hell yeah. Good job, guys.
They were so good, dude. I loved them.
That opened the door for the He-Man WWE crossover, if you ask me.
Good point. Okay. Kofi Kingston is his Mikey. Seth Rollins is Leo.
You just did.
Damn it.
You said it.
Xavier Woods is Donatello. Rey Mysterio as Raphael. Roman Reigns as Shredder. And Cody Rhodes as Casey Jones. I like the mask they gave Cody on that one.
Yeah, they're cool. They're definitely a pass for me.
Yes, same here.
But I just think it's a hell of a cool idea.
Yes. Now, hypothetically, what if they did Macho as Raphael, Hogan as...
Oh, so you're just changing names, I see. No, probably still a pass.
It would have been a pass for me too.
Yeah, cool, but
can you see a lot of people jumping in on these though?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, these are going to go like did the Ghostbusters figures do really well? I don't remember seeing those all over the place.
They did okay.
The Ghostbusters as WWE?
Yeah, they did all right.
I think these are going to do better than those did.
Ooh. That's a bold statement.
Because I remember they had the whole end cap deal with these, or the side cap deal with the Ghostbusters and WWE. I'm hoping they do kind of something similar with this, where they have an end cap or side cap display.
Okay.
And these are packed in there. But I think these are going to be more popular than the Ghostbusters ones were.
All right, let's jump along to my favorite line, the Superstars line. They showed off Rey Mysterio. He'll be in purple. That's a very WCW-esque Rey Mysterio. Now, this is where I popped. Razor and long purple tights. So for those that are unaware, Razor wore long purple tights like in his debut. So they basically did some type of dark match and he wore long purple tights.
Well, yeah, with yellow razors on them.
And the Superstars figure is going to be like that. They also had Razor in light blue gear, trunks and everything. That was fantastic looking. Also, Brutus Beefcake, and it was confirmed by Steve Ozer that Brutus Beefcake will have the Zodiac head.
We got to watch WrestleMania Saturday night with Breaker at our room and got to hang out with him, and we got to talking about the Superstars figure. And he mentioned specifically the Brutus Beefcake, and he goes, dude, how cool would it be if it came with the Zodiac head, because the outfit is perfect for it.
Yep.
And then here it is. It's confirmed, and Breaker mentioned this too. First Superstars figure with an extra head.
Yep. So I'm going to try to just go over some of these lines. This is going to be a little bit overwhelming, so stick with me on this. This is all the Elite Series. Elite Series 111, the Sandman, which was shown off at the Superstore as well. He'll have an ECW shirt with barbed wire and a kendo stick. Trish Stratus as a thank you Trish figure. Ricochet, Tony D'Angelo from NXT. I'm excited about that figure. Finn Balor and Cody Rhodes. Is Cody Rhodes in every series?
Yeah, he's the new Cena, dude.
He's the new He-Man, dude.
Yeah, because He-Man wasn't available in every series.
Oh, that's true.
John Cena was.
That's true. He's going to be the AJ Styles of 2017 and 18. All right, Elite Series 112, a best of Bray Wyatt. Speaking of, did you watch that documentary?
I did, dude. Literally just watched it last night. How great was that, man? And how crushing.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was such a good documentary, man. That's one of the best ones WWE's ever done.
And how can you not be pulling for Bo Dallas when he comes back as Uncle Howdy? I mean, honestly, the crowd is just going to give him so much support and love. It's just going to be overwhelming when he makes his debut, or re-debut, if you will.
The crushing part was when Bo and Bray were going to link up and do characters together.
They were going to be monsters. Yeah,
they were going to be monsters, and they were going to be brothers doing this together. I mean, it was just
right.
That was the hard part, was they were going to do this together.
Yeah. And he loved having to go to work because he got to work with his brother.
Exactly.
And then, oh dude, just absolutely just soul crushing, but so well done. It's absolutely worth a watch.
Seth Rollins will be in Bray Wyatt tribute gear. Xavier Woods, Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch will be the variant in this. JD McDonough and Channing, aka Stax Lorenzo, who I got a picture with at the World.
Oh, nice. Right on.
Elite Series 113, Carlito. Carlito will be the variant in this one as well. And Tiffany Stratton, she'll be in her Barbie gear. Elite Series 114, Jimmy and Jey Uso. Let's move over to Elite Series 115, Kairi Sane, the final boss, The Rock.
I guess the name change is official, huh?
What do you mean?
The final boss.
It's a perfect name, too.
It really is. And did you see that Funko already had a final boss ready to buy, like Saturday night?
Dude, that's like South Park doing a cartoon on something that was just done, like something that happened like a week ago.
It makes you wonder how far in advance Rock had this outfit planned. At least a month?
Or how fast Funko can pump out stuff just like that.
Yeah, mad respect, dude, because that's the epitome of see, want, buy.
Exactly.
There's The Rock. I kind of want a Funko Pop. Oh, look, here's one available right now that looks just like The Rock. I'm buying it.
And R-Truth will also be in Elite Series 115. Top picks 2025 Wave 2, Logan Paul. Monday Night War Series 4. This series is getting a lot of love. I don't see many of these out on the shelves, at least to the Walmarts I've been to, but that doesn't
seem... Shocker. At Walmart? That's weird. So unlike them.
All right, Series 4, Big Boss. I got some sarcasm over there.
I got a whole case of it for you, big boy.
Just like that Prime, it's going to go fast. Holy crap.
Right, right.
All right, Series 4, Big Boss Man, Stone Cold, Mr. Perfect. He was in his I Hate Rap Crap.
Wait, rap is crap.
That there we go.
Yep.
Well, I mean, he wasn't. It was no different outfit or anything. He came with a guitar and a top hat.
Right, but that was the rapid crap.
That was the rap is crap thing. DDP. DDP will be the variant. And for the Build-A-Figure, it is Shawn Michaels as Commissioner Shawn Michaels.
Nice.
Not the first time they've ever done Commissioner Shawn Michaels, though.
A long time ago is when they did him, though. So I love that when they bring it back. They're doing a lot of open the vault kind of stuff, and I love it.
Elite Legends 24, Hulk Hogan. Farouk, he'll be the variant in this one. Kurt Angle and Jim Neidhart. And you can make him as The Who. Not the band The Who.
No, he doesn't turn into four characters.
No. It's just Who.
It's just Who with the yellow mask.
For those that don't know, Jim Neidhart played a character called Who. And he had yellow trunks on and a yellow mask. And that was it.
The Hulk Hogan that's in that set, is that WrestleMania 8 Hogan?
I think it was WrestleMania 8 Hogan.
Okay, yeah. Cool looking Hogan. I'll probably have to buy it.
All right, the elites are out of the way. Let's move over to Ultimate Collection. Starting off with the Ultimate Collection fan takeover votes for 2023. Clash in the Castle, Seth Rollins, where he had like a... God, how do you even call that? Orange flames and...
Yeah, he looked like the fire emoji almost.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best way to put it. I don't even know what it was, but holy crap. They did show it at the Superstore, and my God, is it beautiful.
Yeah, it's badass, and it's getting got.
Oh, absolutely, man.
I can't wait until they make his outfit from this year's WrestleMania.
Wait, are you talking about the one from Saturday?
Either one, but the one from Saturday was just insane.
Dude, he had this like weird like thing on his shoulder.
Like a big purple flower kind of thing.
Yeah, he should have had a parrot.
Yeah, a parrot would have been cool.
Parrot's name was Frankie.
That's a little bit too on the nose, dude.
Oh,
could name it Stanky or something. Like, you don't got to go Frankie. Like, RIP Frankie.
Oh, come on now.
What? It sucks.
Did Bobby Heenan ever steal Frankie?
No, he stole Matilda.
It was only Matilda?
Only Matilda, yeah. Earthquake killed Damien. Bobby stole Matilda.
So for 2024, the Ultimate Collection fan takeover, you will be able to vote on either three outfits of John Cena or three outfits of Randy Orton.
Oh, yay. Cena and Orton.
It's okay. It's okay.
Rad.
There's
so many great WrestleMania outfits that have been over the years.
Yeah.
And we're picking from Cena and Orton.
Yeah.
It's like, which color of John Cena are we picking out of the Fruity Pebbles box?
Well,
to coin a Rock joke.
So there was a poster, and I'm trying to remember what. There was three you could vote on, and one I remember was like the basketball jersey with a backwards hat. So, rapper Cena.
Okay. Cool.
You do not sound excited.
No, I'm not excited. There have been so many awesome WrestleMania outfits, and this is what we have to pick from.
All right, all right.
I would rather have them give us 6 different names, and then we pick 2 of those names.
Ooh. And let them choose the outfits?
No, it would be from WrestleMania. Because WrestleMania always has the best outfits, right?
Right.
So yeah, give us 3 names from last year's Mania, 3 names from this year's, and let us pick 2.
Well, it doesn't really have to reflect WrestleMania. It's just...
But those are always the best outfits, though.
I agree.
I mean, okay, you could go outside of the WrestleMania sandbox if you had to and take from like a SummerSlam pay-per-view or, you know, whatever pay-per-view somebody wore something hella cool at. But Cena and Orton is... Ugh. Okay.
I'm digging... I don't mind Orton. Cena, I kind of agree with. It's a little...
No, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love both guys. Right. I 100% adore Randy. Like, we told Randy Orton we adored him at the WrestleMania hotel.
Remember, you were hella drunk. Can I tell that story
real
quick?
Which night?
Well, Saturday.
Oh,
that one. No, I'm sorry. Not Saturday. Wednesday. Scott sits down at the hotel bar with the WWE wrestlers, and he goes, I'm not going to bug anybody. The only person I want to meet is Kevin Owens.
Yeah, and I said that before we left on the trip, too.
Yeah, exactly. So we sit down, Scott gets a few drinks in him, and him and his drunk wrestling co-host are like bouncing up and down to go talk to everybody.
Well, we were at the WrestleMania hotel. It was the WWE hotel. That's right. Where everybody was staying, and they weren't locking it down yet. They didn't lock it down until Friday.
Right.
So we got in there Wednesday night and we're hanging out in the bar, and it was a who's who was in the hotel bar.
Yeah.
But I told Eddie and Adam, and I told you, I'm not going to go do the whole thing. Like, I'm going to be cool. But if you guys want pictures, I will help you. I will take the picture. I will go approach if I have to. And that's exactly what I did, except maybe in 1 or 2 cases.
And you also
I may have gotten into the picture.
Yes, you got into the picture with quite a few people. Like
a hurricane, I didn't plan on it. That just happened.
Damian Priest.
Damian Priest, that one was one that I was like, it's Senor Money in the Bank, dude. This guy's a future world champion. Little did I know that was in 4 days, but future world champion.
Who else did you get in the picture with?
Sam Roberts.
Wasn't there someone else?
No.
Oh, I thought there was someone else that you got in a picture with. But like,
no, it was Damian Priest, Hurricane, and Sam Roberts.
The funny thing is like, you guys would sit down and you'd be like, oh, dude, there's so-and-so. And you guys would just get up and go, like, go talk to them.
Yeah, it was that kind of thing. But, like, I wasn't being how I normally am. I was good. I got Adam pictures with Tegan and with Piper Niven.
Piper Niven, yep.
Yep, they were super awesome. And then Sam Roberts, Damian Priest, Hurricane, as I had previously mentioned. Got Eddie pictures with Lana. And is it Vinci? The dude from Imperium?
Kaiser?
That Eddie loves? Kaiser, thank you. Not Vinci, Kaiser.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Saw Sammy, didn't bug him. Saw Gunther, didn't bug him. Saw Braun Strowman, didn't bother him.
Right.
Saw Omos, definitely didn't bother him. But Eddie ended up getting a picture with him a couple days later at the hotel.
Right, right.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun, dude. But yeah, go ahead. Tell the rest of your story.
No. It's just funny how like you were like, I'm not going to bug anybody. And then like everybody that walked by, you guys like, oh, we need to go tell him how much we love them.
Okay. Then, so that is where Randy Orton comes into the equation.
Yes. So
we're sitting and we're drinking and I'm probably on my like 3rd shot of Jaeger or 4th shot of Jaeger. And I only wanted one that night, but I blame you, Jeff, for bringing multiple more.
I only brought 1 round.
Okay, well, then I blame you for 1 of those. And it wasn't the first one. So we're sitting there. I don't even know how many we're in. And Eddie and I are feeling cool. And Eddie sees Randy Orton. He's like, dude, Randy just walked into the store. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and it was like he levitated up and out of his chair. His feet never touched the ground until he got around his chair and started to fast walk towards the store. And I'm in tow. I'm right behind him. Like, we're going. Randy, now keep this in mind, tall dude, what 6'5"?
Oh,
six,
dude,
six?
He's like 6'6", 6'7", foot 6'7".
Foot 6'7", right. The dude's huge.
Foot 6'7".
looks like he just came out of the gym, right? And he's got his hoodie pulled over his head, right? So I don't know that a lot of people were like, oh, that's Randy Orton, but Eddie caught it right away. So he's in the little store that's in there, like a little convenience store. And I'm standing there, and we're kind of looking at each other like, okay, he's going to go talk to him. Eddie got bold, and he walks, he stands right next to him, but he's facing the opposite direction as Randy, right? So Randy's facing one way, Eddie's facing the other, but Eddie's standing right next to him. He goes, look, dude, I don't want to cause a big scene here because I don't want a bunch of marks coming and bothering you, as Eddie is being a huge mark bothering him. And then he goes into how, like, we started watching wrestling in the 80s. We watched your dad. You're just that dude. Like, you've got it. And then we went into, like, handing Randy Orton his flowers. I know Eddie hates that phrase, but that's essentially what he and I both did. And I was like, dude, you're on my Mount Rushmore. You're absolutely incredible. You've got it. Thank you for the years of entertainment. And we didn't ask for a picture. We didn't ask for an autograph. We just basically went up and gave the man his props. So I felt that that was okay. I didn't really feel like I was bothering him, because he was literally, as he was checking out is when we were saying all of these things. So I felt good about it, that I got a moment with Randy Orton and he seemed to appreciate it. So I was like, cool, back to the table, back to the drinking. Let's keep it going. So yeah, on that note, why Randy Orton in a fan takeover? Come on now. Come on now. What do you get? Randy Orton in blue, Randy Orton in purple, Randy Orton in black. Which one you guys want?
Anyways. Yeah. So
Randy Orton in white. Let's go crazy.
That's the ones you can vote for. By the way, your drunk Ed was like, I guess he was talking to his wife, Carissa. And he was like, oh man, Jeff's coming because he's going to be a hell of a mark and he's going to go up and bother hella people. I didn't bother one person.
You did not bother one person. And he was like,
yeah, even his wife called him out, or Carissa even called him out on it.
Yep. Because he was being like you. Actually, no, he was being like me.
Yeah,
he was being like me. I was more like trying to be like the wingman. Like, all right, if you guys want a picture, but you're afraid to ask, like, I'll go take the bullet for you. Which I was happy to do with Adam, because then Tegan Knox, like, said she wanted to be on the Drunk Wrestling History Show.
Yeah, didn't you say, like, we'll think about it or something?
I was like, we'll see.
You big timed her.
There's a lot of people ahead of you in line. See how, I mean, can you tell a story like JC? Like, I don't know. We'll have to see how this goes. Are you entertaining like Mike the Cleaner? Kind of a line in front of you.
Oh my God. All right. By the way, we did see Kevin. Well, I saw Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Yeah, you sure did.
So as I was walking to the bathroom, Kevin Owens comes down the escalator. He was on the phone, and I think he was on the phone with like his DoorDash or whatnot, because a lot of wrestlers were walking up to the front and grabbing their DoorDash orders.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right. Like, we saw Sammy walk by, grab his DoorDash order. We saw Jade Cargill go up. Like, a lot of people were grabbing their food and going back up to the room or going back up somewhere. So I see Kevin Owens and he's on the phone. And I was like, well, I'm not going to bug him if he's on the phone. And sure enough, as he was walking up to the front, the bathrooms were up towards the front. So I followed him and he was still on the phone as he was walking up to the front security area. So I was like, yeah, I'm definitely not bugging him now. And that's when I came back and I told you, I was like, hey, I saw Kevin Owens. And dude, you lost your, you're like, oh my God. Like, you panicked. You like got up, you start pacing.
Yeah. I got to fix my hair.
Anyways.
Do I have anything in my teeth?
All right. Anyways. Okay. Back to Ultimate Editions. Ultimate
Edition. Toys. Let's get on this.
Ultimate Edition. I know we're sick and we're telling these stories. Ultimate Edition Series 22. Gunther, which looked fantastic because they had that in the case as well. John Cena and Jey Uso. That will be Ultimate Edition Series 22. Ultimate Edition Series 23, LA Knight, Dominic Mysterio from WrestleMania 39, and Rey Mysterio from WrestleMania 39. Those were renderings that we saw.
And not to like throw out a spoiler here, Jeff, but there's no Bad Bunny news. And you know what? I don't like it. I don't like it.
I didn't even think about that. That's a good call. I didn't.
Yeah, nothing on Bad Bunny.
We saw that quick glimpse on Walmart.com and it was pulled down real fast.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not sure what's going on. Again, we didn't have much of a chance to talk to Bill and Steve except about Simpsons figures, Jeff. So, you know, I really don't know what's going on with Bad Bunny.
Well, you talked to him about Simpsons figures too? Smart move, dude.
I'll be thrown out of here.
Ultimate Edition 24, we are getting the Pitch Black match Bray Wyatt. That will be an Ultimate Edition 24. That was the figure that was supposed to come out, I think, in 20 or 21. I can't remember exactly, but that will be scheduled for 24. Ultimate Edition 25, Damian Priest in his Skeletor entrance gear. And the big news from this past weekend, the Great Muta. First figure is Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, that is, as far as I'm concerned, that is the figure of the weekend. I can't wait to see it, what the final product looks like. From my understanding, it's his red base paint with black highlights on the face, red gear. That's my understanding of what this figure is going to be, red robe. I'm super pumped for the extra head that has the mist coming out of the mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that is going to open this figure and not display him with that head.
This pre-order is going to sell out so fast on BBTS. Like,
oh, you, dude, yeah.
You better make sure you're getting those emails from them, dude.
Well, I'm not. So my mission every single day is to go on a BBTS at least 7 or 8 times and refresh the WWE New and Popular.
So we saw the grayed out rendering. So figure we probably won't start seeing this until early next year.
On shelves, you mean?
Like pre-orders and stuff.
I think pre-orders will be up in October or November.
October, November, so later this year.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So yeah, keep your eyes open, because like Jeff said, this figure, man, this thing's going to go lightning fast.
Ultimate Edition Target exclusive, American Dream Dusty Rhodes. That figure was also shown off in the glass case of emotions.
Oh, yeah, Polka Dot Dusty. He's got the nightstick with him.
Cop hat.
Yeah, this is it is an ultimate Dusty, and will definitely get purchased by me because I need a Polka Dot Dusty in my life.
Scott already kind of alluded to this, but Ringside Collectibles exclusive defining moments, Kane Inferno match with Flaming Arm, LA Knight SummerSlam Battle Royal, RVD from his WCW era, which you pre-ordered already, Scott.
I did. Yeah, he comes with 2 ECW titles too.
And CM Punk, you also pre-ordered that one.
I did. That's his pipe bomb promo. How can you not have that figure on your shelf? If you're even a remotely small CM Punk fan, you know about his pipe bomb. You know about that promo. It's iconic. It's historical. This figure captures every single bit of that. So yeah, that figure is going to be displayed on a Detolf, sitting on its ass, mic in hand, cutting that promo.
I was kind of surprised because I went to that WWE Mattel panel on Sunday, and don't get me wrong, it was impressive how they did nothing but CM Punk figures. That was cool. But there was a big part of me that was like, okay, when are they going to show something else? Because last year at that Mattel panel on Friday night in Los Angeles, they showed off Steiners. They showed off, they showed off a lot of good stuff. This was just all CM Punk stuff, which I can't complain too much about, but still it was like, hey, can we get something else, like Macho maybe? Or
Or a Paulie Dangerously from ECW would have been great too. With as often as he mentioned CM Punk in his Hall of Fame speech, would have been cool if they had a Paulie Dangerously from ECW to show during all those Punk figures that they showed on Sunday.
Exactly.
No Steiners either, dude.
No, that was the other big glaring omission from this past week.
Yes. So as far as those tag team 2-packs, outside of those Usos ringside exclusives, we haven't seen anything on them.
Yeah.
Well, and the Hall and Nash as well.
Also shown off in the glass case was the Lucha Lowrider vehicle with working hydraulics.
And that's from WrestleMania 39, correct?
39.
For Rey. And so you can put the Rey from the Ultimate Edition Series 23 inside the Lowrider with working hydraulics and recreate that WrestleMania moment.
And put Snoop Dogg in there too.
If you got a Snoop Dogg figure, that's another one they should do. Give us Bad Bunny. Give us Snoop. He's been at 2 consecutive WrestleManias. I mean, give the guy a figure already. Shit, I'd buy it.
All right. 25 years of SmackDown set. This will be Cena, Austin with Milk, Booker T, Eddie Guerrero. This will be a Target exclusive. It will come in SmackDown packaging. Speaking of, dude, do you remember last year there were the two guys that were part of the packaging team that were at the panel?
Yes.
Do you remember there was the tall guy and the shorter guy with the beard?
Yes.
I met up with the shorter guy with the beard at the panel on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
And I was talking to him and I was just like, hey, out of curiosity, how far did you get into making that for the packaging for the stage. And he goes, we just got to like dimensions and stuff. We didn't get any further. He goes, it was just sad. It didn't fund. And I was like, yeah, I know. We were really pushing it. He goes, we were what? 800 away. I said, it was more like 1100.
He goes, something was like that. Yeah.
Yeah. He goes, damn. He goes, we were pushing. We were praying that it was in a fund.
It still hurts, dude. Like you talk about it and it's like a bad memory that's still there. That it's like a scab being picked on.
Yeah.
When you mention it.
All right. Elite Survivor Series of this year, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and Scott, Luke and Butch, but they will be in Doink Heads from Survivor Series 93.
So great.
And they will have regular Butch and Luke heads.
Yeah, which is, that's the deal breaker for me. Had they just been Doink Heads, I probably would have passed on them, but I need Bushwhackers to kind of fill out my 80s, 90s roster. And here you go. And just that they have Doink Heads with them, that's just fun to display, man. That's such a great idea.
This set will have a Build-A-Figure. It has not been announced yet.
I'm hoping Dink.
That makes sense.
That would be cool.
Elite Series 2-packs. Yes, 2-pack Elite Series. Imperium, Kaiser, and Giovanni. The Headbangers, which were scary good.
Dude, I didn't think those Bone Crunchers could be topped.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
That was pause for effect.
Stop it right now.
Out freaking standing. They looked like chef's kiss. Beautiful. Just so great.
So as much as I love the superstars figures and I'm in, you know, I've always got the hard eye emojis for those and I will always put those over the top. I will say the Headbangers figures were probably the best figures that I saw this past week just because of how good their faces are.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
they weren't just good. It was scary good. The likeness on them were just, it blew me away.
Yeah, they're amazing, dude. Absolutely amazing. And I'm not even going to argue with you about them being like the best looking figures in the case. I did want to give props to the SummerSlam Luger. I got to see that in one of the cases. Oh, man. You talk about heart eye emojis. I'm just like eyeballing that thing like, yes, you will be mine.
And the last one in the Elite Series 2-packs was the Dudley Boys.
And yeah, that's all. That's tie-dye Dudley Boys, too.
They also had some basics main event series. We don't really talk about those. But yeah, that was shown off as well in those cases.
Another hell of a showing.
And retros, there was a Brother Love figure shown off in the case, too.
Yep, another great showing from Mattel. I mean, what more can you say about them that hasn't been said already, right? I mean, we sing their praises all the time, and these guys just keep kicking ass. They keep giving us what we want, right? We want Dudleys. We want Headbangers. We want Great Muda. We want the Steiners. I'm sure they're coming. You know, it's just that they keep giving us exactly what we want. I love them for it.
Yep. All right. So I did have to pull some questions from the message boards. First question came in from No More Exclusives. He should add on to that name, No More Walmart Exclusives.
Right. Let's clarify.
No More Exclusives. He said, hi, Steve. Looks like your reveals were a success. Congratulations. Now that WrestleMania has passed, is there a chance we could return back to previously asked question about Walmart Exclusives? Every question from No More Exclusives should be about exclusives.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You've kind of pigeonholed yourself with that name, dude.
I know, dude. He's going to have
to bring it.
He's going to have to create a second burner account or something.
Right. Right.
You had mentioned that the problem had been solved. Is this in regards to distribution or possible second home for these exclusives? Thanks for any answer you could provide to ensure us that we will be able to pick up some of these hard sought for figures in the future. Thanks again for all you do for us. Steve said, let's see what happens with the coming planogram reset and fulfillment of the latest Monday Night War pre-orders. I couldn't possibly gauge anything until those things happen. So it's a wait and see. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, basically saying, hey, I tried to build Walmart up, but guys, they could totally screw the pooch here.
By the way, there was another question on the message boards. I didn't pull it, but there was another question on the message boards about people not being able to find figures out here in the Bay Area in Northern California.
Oh, yeah. It's becoming a thing again.
Oh, it is. It is. I know. Yep. Hey, but let's see what happens on the reset.
Which is amazing because gas is now officially almost at $5.50 a gallon.
Right.
And we're complaining that we can't find wrestling figures. Priorities, dude. Priorities.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Wrestling figures are way more important.
Next question came in from JLaugh77. He said, have you ever considered Superstars 2-packs? How about playsets like Brother Love Show, Snake Pit, Funeral Parlor, Piper's Pit, Barbershop? Also, would love a Disciple. Would love a, what is that?
Disciple?
Disciple Superstars?
Really?
Interesting.
Really? A Disciple?
Disciple? Okay. All right.
Maybe he's making an NWO shelf. Who knows?
I'd rather have the Boogeyman.
Well, you're getting Zodiac.
That's true. Steve said yes.
All right.
Next question came in from Themen. Themen said, is there still a chance we get Python Power 90, 91 Hulk Elite sometime in the future? Steve said yes. Next question came in from Old School Fool. He said, any chance for a great Muta in the Superstars line? Steve said yes.
All right. I like when he keeps them short and sweet, dude.
Yep.
But that's a great call. I mean, great Muta, he's almost custom made for any design they go with.
Oh, dude, it's going to be like Muhammad Ali. It's going to be like Mr. T. They're going to throw, yep. They're gonna throw him out. And, yep. Anything, Zeus. Anything and everything. Get it out. Let's go.
Yep. Oh, I had a thought on those Turtles figures.
A THOT?
Not that kind of thought.
Oh, okay. Got it.
The Turtles figures would have been cool if they had Build-A-Figure parts and the Build-A-Figure was Nash as Super Shredder.
That's actually kind of cool.
They have Nash. That they can obviously do Super Shredder.
That would have been cool.
Damn it. Come on, guys.
I know.
They still can make it happen.
No, they can't.
Damn it. But it would have been cool if it happened.
Nice try. Next question came in from Jim Cornette's Wendy's order. He said, any chance we can have an update on Steiner's early 90s look? Off the table completely, or are they coming still? Steve said, when they are ready to be shown, they'll be shown. I already explained the staggered Steiner signing situation months ago.
So we're getting them.
Be patient.
It's going to happen. Yes.
Yes. Next question came in from Matt Culture. He said, hey, Steve, happy WrestleMania. Is there a reason for lack of women representation during the reveals this weekend outside of Kyrie, Becky, Tiffany, and Rhea? We have plenty of women in need of updates for first time in the line, i.e. Zoe, Valhalla, mentioned Elektra. Steve said, I think there were just a lot of lines shown where a bit less women talent are available to be included, like Monday Night War, Legends, Coliseum Collection, etc. We still have the same current cadence of at least one female talent per main event, Elite Wave, and in other lines as much as possible.
Okay. I wonder if Medusa is going to make her way into that Monday Night Wars line with a garbage can of the women's title.
I could see that happening.
Oh, yeah. If anything, make it a Build-A-Figure, because that would be pretty sweet.
Yep. By the way, little update. At the Superstore, they did show off the Ricky Steamboat Coliseum Collection, and he did have the black top gi.
Yes.
So, according to that, he will have the gi.
Yeah, I like that they're including accessories that obviously did not come with the LJNs, but they make sense to the figure itself. So yeah, that's really cool that they made that happen with Ricky. And the DiBiase just looks outstanding with that soft goods suit.
It really does.
Yeah.
Boy, have we given them their flowers too much this show?
It's supposed to be about them. They had the big reveal.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Next question came in from JT. JT said, I don't want to complain so soon, but is there any chance we'll be seeing a Crockett CWF or WWF version of Dusty in the near future?
Good question.
I was hoping that'd be the ultimate, but I would gladly take an elite at this point. Steve said probably.
All right. Well, hey, they can make that belt.
Which
one? The one that Dusty held, but he didn't really hold, and that sparked Cody's story.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That would be a WWF Dusty Rhodes with that title. And you, hell, package it with Cody with his newly won title. That's a hell of a two-pack right there, dude.
Good point. Good point.
The beginning and the end of the story. Come on, man. That's gold. That's printing your own money.
I love gold.
I love gold.
Next question came in from Davey. Davey said, hi, Steve. Would you ever consider moving the series number, series 26, for example, to the back of the box only on Legends packaging? I want to start collecting the line, but starting at a high number looks stupid on the shelf as I only collect mint on card. Ultimates work well without the numbering system as you can dip in and out. But with Legends now in a cool looking box, it's the only thing holding me back. Steve said, definitely not.
Yeah. for one guy.
I know. Hey guys, got to go to the packaging team. Hey guys, Davey, W Figs message board. Need the number on the back of the box, man. Davey called it.
This one guy out of millions.
I know.
To the back.
I wonder how many people actually pay attention. I'd be curious to see how many people actually pay attention to the numbers on the front.
I don't notice until it changes size.
Yeah, that's about the time I notice too.
Yeah, because it changes the shape of on your wall if you're pinning them up, you know.
Right.
It changes the dimensions of how you're displaying them. That's the only time that I really notice.
Next question came in from Eddie P. Said, love the new Coliseum set, Action Figure Attack, a.k.a. Steve Ozer. Just wondered if you guys had considered doing a manager Coliseum collection wave. Thanks. Steve said no. It would tank the line.
He's not wrong, dude. He's not wrong.
But I'd pair them with a strong performer.
Yeah, there you go. That is, and we've talked about that too. Like, you can't do two managers. I think that's a bad move. Even Heenan, who I think is the greatest name in sports entertainment professional wrestling history, is Bobby Heenan. He's the GOAT all around. But he wouldn't headline a two-pack of managers. That just, it. Steve's absolutely right. It doesn't make sense, but you put him with a big name like an Andre or a Rude or, you know, a Paul Orndorff or a Bundy. That makes a lot of sense. Same would go with Albano, Jimmy Hart, Slick, Valiant, you name the manager. They've got to be paired with a top-name wrestler. Steve's absolutely right.
So who would you pair Albano with?
Well, it would have been Steel. But you, if you still have Davey Boy under a deal, you could do Davey Boy.
Which they do.
Yeah. So you could do Davey Boy in the baby blue tights from WrestleMania.
Oh, good call.
So you could do that. Because you give the fans a different look of Davey Boy that you haven't gotten in Mattel before.
Right.
With Matilda as well. And a Captain Lou. I think that'd be a pretty strong offering.
Who would you pair Bobby with?
Oh, man.
You can't do heel Andre because he's already come out in the Elite.
Yeah.
Our Ultimate Edition regular series.
I mean, you haven't had Andre in the Coliseum collection yet. So you could actually do Dumpster Fire face Andre and Heenan. We haven't gotten that Andre look in a while where he had the big poofy hair. So you could do Andre in his initial iteration in LJN with Bobby Heenan.
Okay.
As far as like Heenan family, I think King Harley Race would be fantastic.
Oh, that would be good. That would
be soft goods robe this time around.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, they did just do him in the best of, but that's still a super mega popular figure. And especially if you change it up to go soft goods instead of the Polly Pocket style, that could change it up a little bit. I'd be a fan of Harley. But honestly, I think like Andre and Heenan are kind of tied at the hip when it comes to the Coliseum collection in my mind. But you would do like face Andre because Heenan was his biggest enemy.
Right.
It wasn't Stud or Bundy or anybody. It was the Heenan family, but Bobby Heenan was like the head of the snake. So I think Heenan Andre, heel Heenan, face Andre, but Dumpster Fire face Andre, that would work really well together.
Dumpster Fire face.
I'll go look at it. It is.
Poor Andre. He's had so many bad figures. Like he's had really good ones.
Yeah.
But he's also had some horrendous ones.
He really has, dude. Like that first LJN, you're like, man.
Yeah.
Like I was a kid and I was like, all right, screw it. It's Andre. Man.
And last question of the week comes in from Fig Vegas. Said, hi, Steve. Enjoyed the reveals as ever. There were a few that sneaked in? Should it be snuck in? Snuck in.
Yeah, like Jimmy Superfly snucka.
Yeah. There were a few that he said sneaked in as the weekend went on and after Bill did his walkthrough with ringside. Can you confirm that Vincent is in the Monday Night War line? Will he be a build-a-figure of a future wave? If so, seems HBK already took that slot on what was shown. Steve said Vincent will be a build-a-figure in a bonus Monday Night War Elite wave later this year.
A bonus line. Wow. Okay.
Bonus line. And that rounds out the things from the Wrestling Figs message boards and the Superstore.
And what's insane, Comic-Con is 3 months away.
Oh, I know, dude.
Like, what do you hold back to save for 3 months down the road?
Do we even say macho again, or are we kind of throwing that out the door?
I really don't want to keep going to that well, dude. All right. I'm almost ashamed to keep going back to the Steiners well, but you know that they're sitting there.
Right.
Right? You know that they're at least almost ready. So I've got to think that that's going to be the big reveal for San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah. Well, that was it. That was it for Philly. There was definitely a WrestleMania hangover this year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, even outside of just being like sick.
Right.
Like you had said, you felt you got hit by a truck. Like you were just tired and you felt like beat down. Like, dude, I totally felt that too.
Yeah. I think I totally did. And there was a lot of people that felt that too. Like Breaker had to cram everything into 2 days.
Yeah.
Steve Fanta, same thing.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of people that were definitely feeling it. And I get what they're saying because, man, I didn't get out of bed till noon on Tuesday.
Yep. That's WrestleMania hangover.
And I had to be at work at 6:30 a.m. No, I'm just kidding. I took Tuesday off. No, oh, but no, dude, you definitely felt that. Hey, you definitely felt that hangover, to say the least.
But then, you know, what's great is you start looking at some of the pictures, you start reliving some of the memories in your mind, and everything is worth it. Right. It just, nothing compares to what we just went through in Philly. It is just the highest of the high.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to go through a week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever, of feeling tired and being sick, I'll do it every time.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I will do it every time. And before we start kind of signing off here, I wanted to extend a huge thanks to Steve Fountas for taking the Shinsuke bullet for me while I stood in line for Miz at WWE World.
Yes. So
to kind of condense what could be a long story, we got into WWE World a little bit late because we went to the Superstore first. Stood in a horrendous line, as you would expect on day one. Got into WWE World. AJ Styles was already signing autographs. Jeff brought one WWE figure to Philly, and that was the AJ Styles Ultimate. Literally, you had one signature to get at WWE World, and AJ was signing when we got up there. We missed him by about 20 or 30 people. As we're going through the line, we're starting to see, okay, this probably isn't going to happen with AJ, because we see the dude with the sign that says, you're not guaranteed an autograph past this point. And we were about 30, 40 people past that guy. So we're starting to kind of see the writing on the wall. We're not going to meet AJ. Looking at the schedule, we knew that Miz was up next at our stage, which we definitely were going to. We were in the realm of getting a Miz autograph, but AJ was out. Steve's like, look, you've got Shinsuke. He's going to be over at that other stage next. Give me Shinsuke. I'll go stand over there for him. It's like, dude, are you serious? He goes, yeah, give him to me. Steve went and stood. I don't even know how long that line was, how long he was in line. But as I'm waiting for Miz and that hour and a half between AJ and Miz coming to the stage and then Shinsuke taking the other stage, I'm watching Steve kind of go through the line. He made it up to Shinsuke with about three people left.
Right.
He got it. And then I think two people behind him, and then that was it. They cut it off. So Steve was like my WWE World hero for getting my Shinsuke autograph on the defining moments. So I just wanted to take some time out to say, Steve, thank you so much, dude.
We were standing in line because I had your Finn Balor figure. Because we thought Finn Balor was going to be up next.
After Shinsuke, yeah.
Which ended up being Damian Priest, which...
Right, they flipped it.
They flipped it on us, but anyways.
Actually, they should have been together when you start to think about it because they were the tag champs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is I'm standing there and I'm literally like feet away from Steve, and the guys that were behind me, I started chumming it up with them, and I were like, oh man, sign and go, let's go, sign and go, you know, Shinsuke sign, go, you know, cause I was trying to think, I was like, okay, Steve's close. He's got 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Each signing's taking about 10, 15 seconds. And then there's the people that are like, hey, can I get a selfie? You know, you're not supposed to.
That are trying to sneak in a picture when you're not supposed to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we were like, when Steve got the autograph and then they cut the line like right behind him, three people passed him. Dude, we were celebrating, me and these two guys that were behind. We were like jumping up and down. And
that's awesome.
Because it was like watching a race, dude. We were like, you know, is he going to get it? You know, stuff like that. But yeah,
you're like watching the hourglass upside down and the last little sands are ticking away. And you're like, yep. Come on. Yeah.
Yep. So anyways, it was fun to watch that too.
Yeah. So a big thank you to Steve Fountas for taking care of that Shinsuke autograph for me.
By the way, Finn Balor did not go up like he was supposed to. He was supposed to be next, and then they switched it to Damian, And then Finn was after Damian.
Right, right. And you're like, dude, go get in line for Finn. I'm like, you know what? I've already got two on the wall. I'm good. I'm tired. I'm sore. I'm working with children.
I'm hungover.
I'm hungover, which I was. Thankfully, the Prime Energy little bottled water gimmicks that you brought helped out a ton.
Oh, the hydration sticks?
Yes, those hydration sticks literally saved me on Thursday.
Did they save you any other day?
They did help on Monday, the day we left.
Oh, it did help?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I didn't preface the whole story about me shedding tears when Cody won. That I was apparently, Shannon and I were on missions to drink Philly out of whiskey. So Sunday night was insane. And I'll tell that story on Drunk Wrestling History. But dude, I was watching the Cody match on my phone. when the referee hit three, it was like, man. Anyway, whiskey's a hell of a drug.
You called me four times too.
I know. I thought I called you twice.
No, you called me four times.
Oh my God. Apparently I called Eddie a couple times too.
Oh, did
you? And he goes, whatever bar he's at needs to cut him off. He said, cause I was sounding like a drunk person.
Dude, you hella called me. You're like, dude, I'm so, I saw I had a missed call from you. So I called you right back and you're like, dude, I'm so happy for you and Norm. You know, Norm, I'm just so happy for you guys. You guys got to see it. You guys got to be there when Cody finished the story. I was like, I know, dude. I said, all right, we're heading over to the train right now. We're going to catch the train back. All right, man. Not more than we jump into line for that train and you're calling back. And I was like, hey, what's up, Scott? And you're like, dude, Cody won the belt.
Yeah,
dude, I'm so happy for you and Norm.
Apparently it bared repeating.
Yeah. So as we were getting around the corner to go down the steps into the train, you called back again.
Oh my gosh.
As we were waiting for the train, you called again.
What the hell, man?
Dude, it was hella funny, dude.
I'm wondering if any of those were pocket dial, like my phone was just like dialing you out of my pocket.
I don't know, but it was hilarious.
Shannon said, like, that's what I kept saying. I was like, I was so happy for you and Norm.
Yeah. You were.
And hella. I was like, you guys are like the biggest Cody fans I know. So that knowing you guys were there to experience it.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a 2-year story, man. Like, that's super emotional when he pays it off. That was great.
I'm going to be sad when these fickle wrestling fans get tired of Cody in 2 months being champ.
No, we need to call them on their bullshit, dude. That's not okay. You don't get a right to be fickle with Cody.
You know what happens. You know what happens.
It always does. I think Dijak even called that too already.
Oh, did he?
He's like, just wait. Yeah, the fans are going to turn on Cody. You shut up over there, Dijak.
Daniel Bryan was right all along.
Yeah, fans are fickle. That's for damn sure.
All right. As we close out the show, I want to thank Wrestling Figure Database for helping me out with a lot of this news. Also, toynewssi.com. Thank you for sending that over, Scott. I got a lot of our news off of there.
For sure. Yeah. I happened to just be kind of scrolling things on the plane, found them. I was like, oh, this might be helpful for the show. So yeah, yeah. Big thanks to those guys.
Yeah. WrestlingFigureDatabase.com. Dylan, great job on Brian's show, by the way, too. The Legendary Podcast. Also, check out Wrestling Toy Tracker if you're on the hunt for LJNs, Gloobs, Hasbros, Just Toys, Bendems, Defining Moments, or Retros, and you're trying to get the last 3-month average on eBay sold listings. Check out WrestlingToyTracker.com. All right, on to our podcasting buddies, and we thank a lot of these gentlemen that were at the Fig Life meetup. Let's start off with the Rumble Wheel with the Maximum Sweat Man himself, Daniel Cross and Brian Breaker. I don't remember what they were talking about, but Daniel told me to screw me and screw my story.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, my story was complete like 2 minutes into our debate about LJNs and Maximum Sweat. I went into it with my story and then I finished it in like 2 minutes, dude. I'm just kidding. Daniel's hella funny. Also on the TB Toycast this past week, you can listen to my raspy ass voice and Brian Breaker talk about Street Sharks. I didn't even ask you this week, Scott. We talked about Street Sharks.
I was going to guess Street Sharks too.
You were not. You
liar. I totally was not. Wait, Street Sharks? I've had those before.
Sometimes when you don't eat in Philadelphia, you have those too.
Oh boy. Or sometimes when your first meal is a cheesesteak.
Oh God, dude.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
By the way, Pat's and Geno's, overrated.
Never had them because everybody kept saying that. Literally, I did not hear one person say one good thing about Pats or Geno's. That's why I didn't go. I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time.
Oh, Brothers was out of this world good.
Really good. Reading Terminal is some of the best food that I've ever had.
Yeah.
Just amazing food there. The roast pork sandwich off the hook. The chicken that you got at that barbecue chicken spot was amazing. The little cakes that we got at that bakery, the cannelloni, or the cannoli, the cannelloni, the cannoli, the cannelloni, just making shit up over here. The eclair, everything was hella good. That sandwich that you talked about, that Italian hero, amazing. Man, see, now I'm getting hungry thinking about Philly.
And now you're going to go back to Philly just to eat.
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those cannellonis.
Nice. Well, check out the TB Toycast. As again, I apologize for my raspy voice. I do.
That means you did WrestleMania right, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Positively Pro Wrestling Podcast, Steve, thank you so much for everything you did for us in those couple days. We saw you. Stolen Gimmicks, Jordan, thank you for showing up to the Fig Life meetup with your brother Jason. But check out the podcast with Jordan and Joe, Stolen Gimmicks. In the Marbles pod with Soda and Ethan, wish those guys would have been there. Legendary Wrestling Figures podcast with Brian. Brian, thank you for your donation. And the gentleman who won is actually reaching out to you. So keep an eye on those DMs in Instagram.
That was Norm, right?
That was Norm.
Yeah, Norm won the Hillbilly Gym. That was such a badass looking figure.
Dude, did you hold it?
Yeah.
Dude, I just love the way it felt too.
Yeah. 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 Badass figure.
Check out Work Our Yarn podcast with Jeff and Jamie. Pod Subject to Change with Nick Dunham and his two kids discussing wrestling from all eras, from 80s to current day. Ryan Buds doing trivia with Buds daily. 10 questions doing trivia. Ryan, thank you again for that donation of Slick. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Ryan.
Chick Foley Show with Sashina and Marco. RJ at Ringside Rant. Rucker and EJ doing boot to the face. Tim's pulling up a chair with the Fig Life and Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. Scott, roll call.
Yep, going to throw it out to Jason Wolf. The man is doing some work. He is putting that work in on those custom figures. He's been showing pictures on his Facebook. If you want to check out his social media, it's The Art of Jason Wolf. He's got that custom chop shop with those custom figures. He's doing like miniature OSFTMs, Jeff.
Oh, they're great.
I love them. I've seen his Nasty Boys, his Harlem Heats, his Hogan's. They are outstanding. He's got Galoob style figures of the Fabulous Freebirds with their robes on. You've got to see what he's doing, man. They look amazing. It's Jason Wolf. That's WULF. Social media is The Art of Jason Wolf. Check it out. And of course, going to throw it out to Steve Hoker. Steve, we missed you, brother, at the meetup. Wished you could have been there. Took an act of God to keep you away. But your T Public store, I want you guys to go over and check out at StarmanNJ on T Public. He's got merch from all of your favorite shows. Go check it out. Any purchases, the proceeds go to a different charity every single month because Steve is an amazing guy and that's just what he does. All of his proceeds go to a charity. So support that man, support his T Public store at StarmanNJ. And Jeff, that rounds out roll call.
By the way, the Philly Pharaohs that I was able to pick up for Norm's kids.
Yes.
They're selling for about $70.
What did they run? Like 40?
I think they were 35 or 40.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, we got a picture with Nick Khan. I was just.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Norm and I are still buzzing about that.
Like, we don't want a picture with Braun Strowman, but Nick Khan. Hey, now.
That was hella fun. All right, Scott, I need to go rest my voice, dude.
Yeah, it's time for NyQuil.
I don't like stuff that makes me drowsy.
Oh, I prefer it. It keeps me from coughing. Like my throat's been getting hella dry at night when I sleep.
Yes, yes.
And I wake up hella coughing. So I know. The NyQuil is going to help.
Oh, dude. I don't know what it is, man. I hate drowsy medicine. I just don't like the way it makes me feel.
Yeah, I understand. That's why you don't drink.
Yeah, that's
drowsy medicine for me too. So I may do some whiskey and NyQuil. Let's just double punch it here.
NyQuil chaser.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
All right, guys, that rounds out WrestleMania, unfortunately, but it was good times, good memories, and we look forward to next year, hopefully in Vegas. Scott, for episode 429, anything else?
Stay safe, stay healthy, or get healthy. Big lessons 2016, and happy toy hunting.
I want to thank everybody for not only tuning into the show, but I want to thank everybody that showed up to the meetup. That really meant a lot to us. Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.
Yeah. Fully Posable. Let's go. Jeff and Scott, the Toon Brothers, busting out the ring. But we don't take it out the box, MOC. Happy toy hunting, we'll see you next week. We're the OGs of WFP. Fully Posable, thank you all for listening. It ain't no storyline, real life siblings. So everybody go and do your toy spotting. Hashtag Fig Life, adios from the Kings.